Cannon fire echoes off the rocks of Picacho Peak, and a few spectators jump. On the other side of a rope barrier, men in dusty uniforms dive for the ground. They struggle to reload their muskets and rifles under relentless bombardment from 12-pound howitzer cannons. It looks like the artillery detachment has arrived. On one side of the rope, several hundred spectators, some sitting in lawn chairs, others with their eyes to binoculars, glassing the battlefield beyond. Out there, over 100 men are getting desperate. The cannon fire has them pinned down, and the losses are mounting on their side. Bodies pile up on the battlefield. Soldiers collapse on the ground, clutching wounds and groaning in pain. This is all an act. This is a reenactment of the Battle of Glorieta Pass, which happened near Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's one of three Western Civil War battles that are staged each year at Picacho Peak State Park, northwest of Tucson. The battles of Val Verde and Picacho Pass are also reenacted here. A group of several hundred people camp in canvas tents for 3 days and reenact the battles. There's artillery and cavalry demonstrations, a theater troupe, and a settler's row. But the battle reenactments are the top draw. Back on the battlefield, the fighting is drawing to a close. And in the ringing half-silence that follows nearly an hour of sustained cannon fire, a lone cavalry soldier plays taps.
We honor our dead.
The Battle of Glorieta Pass, or at least its reenactment, is over.
Resurrection, gentlemen. Let's give them a big hand. The battle is concluded.
It's another Civil War battle successfully brought back to life.
The battle is over. There will still be some shooting. It'll be
beyond the battlefield, a crowd is gathering on Settlers Row.
Fight and preserve the Union. So let's hear for the Union. Hey! We are wearing authentic reproductions of Civil War uniforms, including wool trousers, wool coats, heavy leather shoes with iron horseshoes on the heel. The weapons we have are authentic reproductions of Civil War weapons, mainly muzzle loaders, but a few breech loaders. We will be heading back to our camp. If you would like to follow us, we'll give a complete demonstration. Thank you for coming out again.
And beyond the merchants, the canvas encampment. About 50 A-shaped tents pitched in orderly rows in the desert. The most dedicated Civil War reenactors maintain the reenactment even at night after the spectators go home. They stay in period-authentic clothes and manage to avoid their cell phones for the entire weekend. Walking through the encampment, it feels as if one has been transported in time. Men drink from 10 cups, women tend to Dutch ovens, and the children chase each other around the fire pit. There's barely any hint of the modern world here. We find Barry Schrock at his tent, cleaning his rifle after the most recent battle. Barry is from Las Vegas, where he's been part of other Civil War reenactments. It's his first time at this one.
Friends told me about it and heard about it. It's a historical event. This is 150 years since this skirmish took place. I wanted to be here for this one, and I intend being to Gettysburg next year for the 150th of that one, and it'll be quite a crowd.
So how did Barry get into Civil War reenactments? Turns out it's pretty democratic.
Tag along with a friend or just walk through, and we usually have a spare coat and hat, and we'll get you out there for 10, 15 minutes of interesting stuff.
How hard is it to come up with a period clothing?
There's sutlers here on site. Several of them will sell you authentic clothing from the time period. There's a lot of reproduction stuff out there. Many of the things like the shirt I'm wearing, long sleeve t-shirt, things like that. Garage sale, thrift store, swap meet.
You have to take special care. You can't just throw it in a washing machine and wash it like modern clothing.
Actually, to be period authentic, I have not washed these yet.
So what is life like in an authentic Civil War encampment?
It's pretty interesting. It's camp life as it was back then. They had a few skirmishes and many, many days or weeks of sitting around doing drill and waiting for orders. So we sit around the campfire. I provide anything in a Dutch oven and pass around a bottle of sarsaparilla, et cetera, and tell tall tales.
The authenticity of Civil War reenactors even extends to their diet. While they're at a reenactment, they eat and drink as Civil War soldiers in the field did 150 years ago, right down to the dry biscuit known as hardtack. And if you've ever wondered where it got that name...
What's that do to your teeth?
Generally, it'll break them, but you learn real fast. You soak it overnight, and this becomes the basic ingredient for everything you eat. And if you can... raid a beehive or something, you'll have some sweets in it. But I just found out that the big luxury for the soldiers on both sides, if they could get to a store or a sutler, was buy a can of condensed sweetened milk. And I tried it last night. It's like drinking runny icing. And I couldn't finish it.
The cavalry has arrived. And then, all eyes are on the battlefield. There won't be any booming cannons this time. This battle was fought entirely on foot and on horseback. Rifle and musket fire pierce the air.
Ah, there we go. The lie is revealed. Prepare to dismount and engage.
Sir, we got Rebs out there.
Okay, reach out and touch them.
For a moment, the grown men on the battlefield seem almost as children at play. Reenacting, acting, pretending, playing.
That concludes the battle, ladies and gentlemen. Give them a hand.
The Battle of Picacho Pass wasn't a deciding battle in the Civil War. In fact, many of the reenactors don't even call it a battle. We heard it referred to mostly as the skirmish or engagement at Picacho Pass. But it's worth quoting the website War Times Journal, where it's noted that the Battle of Picacho Pass may have only been a skirmish compared to the great conflagrations in the East. But to the men killed and wounded there, it was the Civil War. The reenactors make their exit of the battlefield, ready to lay down their arms, ease out of tightly laced boots, and relax by a fire. Maybe they'll listen to some songs from the traveling show. And probably they'll indulge in some storytelling, boastful tales of glory and bravery in battle, reenacting the reenactment of the Battle of Picacho Pass. I'm Mark Dugan for Arizona Spotlight.